With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The government's latest jobs report is just out this morning, and economist Steve Moore says it's not bad.
64,000 new jobs created, which is a decent number. And the unemployment rate ticked up a little bit by 0.1%.
The unemployment rate rose to 4.6%, driven higher by the departure of many federal government workers. The feds have foiled what they say could have been a series of deadly attacks.
The FBI says they broke up a terror plot to bomb unnamed companies in California, described only as Amazon-type logistical centers on New Year's Day. The Bureau's Akil Davis.
The subject arrested envisioned planting backpacks with improvised explosive devices to be detonated at multiple locations in Southern California.
U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley says four people are under arrest from the Turtle Island Liberation Front, a far-left anti-government group.
The individuals were arrested on Friday, December 12th, when the group attempted to construct and detonate IEDs out in the desert.
Audio courtesy KABC. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump offers no apologies for directing the U.S. military to take out suspected drug-running boats in international waters in the Eastern Pacific and the Caribbean.
These are a direct military threat to the United States of America. They're trying to drug out our country.
And three more suspected drug-running boats have been blown up in the Eastern Pacific, with eight alleged narco-terrorists killed in yesterday's strikes. The president says the amount of drugs entering the U.S. by sea is down sharply, off 94% since early September. On Wall Street, the Dow down 165 points. The Nasdaq is off 51 points. This is SRN News. Illinois legalizes assisted suicide.
Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed into law a measure that will allow state residents to take their own lives with drugs provided by a doctor. Thomas Olp of the Thomas More Society Legal Group says, quote, "This law places vulnerable lives at risk, tramples the inherent dignity of human life, and erodes the foundational conscience rights of medical professionals and religious medical practices." 12 states now allow assisted suicide. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two California colleges have reached settlements with Jewish organizations and individuals who filed complaints alleging anti-Semitism arising from pro-Palestinian campus demonstrations. UC Berkeley will pay $60,000 to a visiting professor who was found in a campus investigation to have been the victim of discrimination. Pomona College will hire a civil rights coordinator and create a task force on Jewish life and anti-Semitism. This is SRN News. Ford is moving away from its once ambitious electric vehicle plans.
The decision comes amid financial losses and waning consumer demand for the vehicles. Instead, it'll invest in more efficient gasoline engines and hybrid EVs. The Detroit automaker, which has poured billions of dollars into electrification along with most of its industry peers, said it will no longer make the F-150 Lightning electric pickup truck, instead opting for an extended range version of the vehicle. Keith Peters, Washington.
Hoping to win back a larger share of the Chinese market, automaker Volkswagen is pouring $3.5 billion into a research and development center in central China. The Chinese market has changed drastically, with electric vehicles now making up roughly half of new car sales. VW will place a greater emphasis on cars for Chinese drivers being designed in China. More details, SRNNews.com.